I'm innocent of the charges. All right, that's what we have wonderful Talmidim for in YU. Okay, friends, Perek Chaf Aleph. Let's see what we got tonight. New Perek. Okay, we're going to enter into the world of Moshe Rabbeinu, like we said, and in the world of Nevuah. And what's so special about Nevuah? Moshe is the greatest prophet, but why is prophecy so special? I mean, it's special to us, we don't live amongst prophets, but what exactly was the unique nature of Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah? Okay, so let's see. And it's actually going to connect beautifully to what we just had. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Saras Adibros. So let's see. Hizbar lecha ki roi shetinasin ha-Torah al yedei echad shuhu miyuchad v'nivdol min haklal. I've already explained to you, and I'll continue to explain to you, but we touched on it already back, is that the Torah, because it's so unique, it's through a unique person. If you remember, back in Perek Yud Beis, we discussed a little bit some of the unique qualities of Moshe Rabbeinu, right? How Moshe Rabbeinu is in a sense set apart. And Moshe Rabbeinu, just like Adam, just like human beings, are set apart from, you know, the rest of the animal kingdom. And Jews are set apart. We explained how Moshe is Nivdol from Chumris. Moshe is set apart from physicality. He rises above the pack. So it makes sense to us, we've explained previously, that because Torah is so miyuchad, it's so special, it's so singular in its nature, that it should come us by way of someone who's also miyuchad. Someone who's entirely separated from the klal. V'dover zeh l'madregas ha-Torah, sheyesh ha-Torah ha-madrega ha-elyona, ha-miyuchedes, at shelo yishtatef la-davar. Just like the Torah is so uniquely special, that there's really anything that leans in with it. It doesn't need anything to enhance it. It's never changing, right? One of our principles of faith, Torah lo tei muchlefes, the Torah will never be exchanged for something else. It's perfect. Torah seshem tamima, it's perfect the way that it is. So it makes sense that it should be given to us through someone who's in a category of his own. V'lakach roi shetinasein haTorah al yedei mishuhu miyuchad v'madrega mikol bay olam hu Moshe. And therefore, the Torah, it's fitting that the Torah should be given to us by someone whose level of existence is set apart from the rest, and that is Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, in what way is Moshe set apart from everyone else? Is Moshe Rabbeinu perfect? He's not perfect. Moshe's not on the list in Masech HaShavas of people who never did Averos. So I do Averos, and Moshe did Averos. So he's not separate from me in that sense. In what way is Moshe Rabbeinu untouchable? Obviously, lo kam b'Yisrael kamoshe, there's no Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu. We'll have to see why Nevuah is that quality which makes Moshe so singularly special and worthy of bringing us the Torah. Okay, but since the Torah is so miyuchad, it makes sense that someone who is very singularly special has to give us the Torah. Va'af ki ha-Torah hi Torah el ha-klal nitna al-yidei Moshe. And if you'll say that the Torah is really the gift to the klal, to the tzibur, not to any individual, so how could it be given through an individual? He says this is not a problem. It could still be given by way of Moshe Rabbeinu, and he has a very nice mashal. It's a nice mashal just to picture, you know, kind of the role of any tzaddik in any generation, sort of the Moshe Rabbeinus of each generation. Va'inyan hu k'moshe inyan b'nefesh ha'adam. Just like within the physical structure of a person, asher halev mekabel hachayus lema'alaso lechashivuso, that the heart becomes the center of one's chayus, of one's life force, because the heart is so miyuchad, it's so special. And the heart works to what? Hu sholeach hachayus lechol ha'ivarim. It then sends forth life to all of the outer limbs. Ve'ein b'chol eivar ve'eivar hachayus b'fnei atzmo. And without a functioning heart, the arm and the legs can't survive. Right? So in a similar fashion, the Moshe Rabbeinu is sort of that centerpiece who receives, so to speak, the life of the world, which is the Torah, and pumps it out to the limbs, to Klal Yisrael. Okay, so on the one hand, yes. Was the Torah given to a Yachid? Was it given to the Klal? The answer is yes. It was given to an individual who's an all-encompassing soul, who serves as sort of that bridge out to the Klal. So, in a certain sense, it was given to Moshe, through Moshe. In a certain sense, it was really just being directed through Moshe to Klal Yisrael. Okay. Now, how much of the Torah did we get from Moshe, and how much did we get directly from Hashem? This is mamish the question of last week's parsha. How much did we actually hear from Hashem? Did Hashem say lo sirtzach? Did Hashem say lo sinaf? Did Moshe transmit that to us on behalf of Hashem? How much did we hear from Hashem? So there's a Gemara in Makos. The Gemara in Makos says, Umasha Amar Perek Basar the Makos, that which the Gemara tells us at the end of Maseches Makos, Madaf Chav Gimel Amid Beis, Taryag Mitzvos Nemru Lamosha Misinai, 613 mitzvos were transmitted at our Sinai, and 611 were given through Moshe, and 2 directly from Hashem. Shenemar Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Torah Bigamatria 611, that's what Gemara says, Anochi and Lo Yielecha Mipi HaGvura Shemano. But the first 2, we heard directly from Hashem. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, we heard from Hashem. Lo yielecha Elohim achirim, we heard from Hashem. The other 611 we got from Moshe Rabbeinu, as again hinted to in the pasuk, Torah 611 tziva lanu Moshe. Torah 611 was commanded to us by Moshe. The first 2 from Hashem. Okay, so we've been learning Maharal for enough months at this point. We know how the Maharal thinks. What's he going to ask? Why were those 2 different? Right. He just told me that the Torah is miuchad and it needs a miuchad person to give us the Torah. And Moshe is singular, just like the Torah is singular. And then you said the Torah really belongs to the entire klal, so Moshe is like the heart pumping out life to the limbs. Okay. But now the Gemara is telling us that the first 2 mitzvos we heard directly from Hashem. The first two of the Aseres HaDibros we heard directly from Hashem. So says the Maharal, why? Why does it have to be that way? If you'll ask, why did we need to hear the first 2 from Hashem? Why only the first 2? Either hear everything from Hashem, or if not, hear everything from Moshe. But what's different about the first 2? Again, in the world of the Maharal, the starting point is, if it happened, there's a precise reason for it. Dvarim gedolim ena b'mikra. Big things don't happen by chance. All right, so we have to analyze, try to figure out why. So v'davar zebavadai roi shiakach. It had to be this way. It needs to be this way. Why? Ki b'divur anochi hu shekiblu Hashem yisbarach le'eloka. Because through the dibur of anochi Hashem lokecha, we accepted Hashem as our God. Okay, so what? V'chein lo yielecha shelo yiyeh lahem eloka zulas Hashem yisbarach. And the second, lo yielecha Elohim achirim, don't have other gods, namely the commitment not to believe in anything other than Hashem. She'im hayelahem eloka zulas Hashem yisbarach hayim mevat l'malchuso yisbarach hasashalom. Because if you're part of one kingdom and you believe in another king, so obviously that takes away from the kingdom. So these 2, namely the acceptance of Hashem as our king, and not to show loyalty or subservience to any other king, have to come directly from Hashem. Why? V'hinei davar zeh shehu kabbalas malchuso aleihem eino lechol yachid v'yachid. Kabbalas malchus, accepting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the establishment of the kingdom, is not something that takes place on a one-to-one basis. It's not something that each individual chooses. We didn't sign up. None of us chose at any point in our life to be governed by what? By the law of the land. We're all governed by the laws of America. We never signed up for that. I never asked for that. I didn't, as an individual, opt in or opt out. There's certain rules of this country that I'm bound. The fact that I live in this country, I'm bound to them. But as a yachid, I never signed up for it. Collectively, we've established a certain system of laws, of rules. It's not something that every yachid and yachid is able to negotiate on his own. It's something that Klal Yisrael, as a klal, accepted. She'ein Hashem Yisbarach miyachid Shemo Yisbarach al Yachid Lomar Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Rak al Kol HaUma. The establishment of Hashem's kingdom is not something that Hashem offers each individual. The acceptance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Creator is something that takes place for the entire Uma. Now, let's pause for a second. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, in the singular. So as a rule, whenever you have a singular, there's one of 2 ways to learn it. Right? And you sort of have sources in both directions. When it says, I am Hashem, your God, in the singular. So what does that mean? Is it singular because it's speaking to every individual? Or is it singular because it's speaking to us as a singular tzibur? Right? Really opposites. Is Hashem offering to be the individual God, right, of Shlomo, of Yossi, of Chanochanoch, of Yaakov? Is Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem, your personal God? Which, by the way, in Sifrei Chasidus, that's how they read the Pasuk. And that's a beautiful way to stand at Har Sinai. Hashem said, Moshe Tzvi, I want to have a personal relationship with you. That's beautiful. That's why it's singular. I am Hashem, your God. And my relationship with you is different than my relationship with Shlomo Zalman Hagler. It's different. It's a different thing. So that's one way to understand it. The Maharal is probably understanding it the other way. He's saying that what? It's not, you can't, you don't accept God on a one-to-one. Hashem came to the world. And the world means Klal Yisrael. Bereishis b'shvil Yisrael sh'nekru reishis. And the entire Jewish people stood at Har Sinai, and Hashem said to the singular collective Jewish people, I am Hashem, singularly, your God. V'i efshar lomar be'elu shtei mitzvos, when it comes to the establishment of the kingdom, right, it's a public declaration. It's not something, right, you're not a king over each individual, you're a king over the kingdom. A kingdom is a collective entity. She'ein Hashem Yisbarach Melech al Yachid. Hashem is not a ruler over an individual. She'ein Melech below Am. As the statement goes, there's no king without a nation. And a nation is not just the sum total of its parts. It's not just a collection of individuals. It's a new entity called the nation, called the people, called the kingdom. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as king, had to speak to the kingdom. Hashem couldn't channel it through a Moshe. Even though Moshe is a yachid who's sort of a bridge to the klal. No, Hashem had to establish the kingdom in the presence of the klal. Hashem had to speak to the Am. Ulefichach, and therefore, Be'elu Beis Dibro, so when it came to these first two, Anochi and Lo Yelecha, Shehu Leklal Yisrael Biachad, Hayebama Shehem Am Echad, it's because we are a singular nation, right? Ata Echad, V'shimcha Echad, U'mika Amcha Yisrael, Goy Echad Baretz, we're the ultimate Echad, we're the ultimate Am Echad, V'Hashem Yisbarach is the Melech Aleihem, or Malach Aleihem, Uvichlal ze Moshe im Kol Yisrael, and from this perspective, Moshe Rabbeinu is just part of the tzibur of Klal Yisrael. He's not that miyuchad individual Moshe Rabbeinu, but he's part and parcel of the Jewish people. Umoshe nichlal imahem, Moshe is contained within them, and therefore, when it comes to those first two commandments, Moshe is not set apart. Rakshar hadibros eina mitzad shehem klal echad, but when it comes to the other commandments of the Torah, the other 611, it's no longer what? It's Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. It's not Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Right now, there starts to be more, once you've accepted the king, so now your further commitments to the king are sort of each individual. Right? Obviously, we take responsibility for each other and we work together, but at the end of the day, the individual who commits the murder is the one who's going to face the capital punishment. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, as the ultimate Yachid, starts to transmit the other 611 mitzvahs of the Torah. Okay, good. So that's an explanation of sort of Moshe's place and why the first two mitzvahs are different. V'davar ze'ein ro'i l'malas ha-Torah madrigasa ki'im shetinasein ha-Torah al yedei Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom. And because, again, the Torah is so uniquely special, when we talk about the other 611 mitzvahs, it makes sense that it should come again through an individual who is set apart. And that, of course, is Moshe Rabbeinu, Alav Shalom. Shelo kam Navi b'Yisrael k'Moshe od. Like the Torah tells us in its closing parak, there is no Navi in the history of the world like Moshe Rabbeinu. V'zeh mipnei she'ein roi she'tinasein ha-Torah, she'hi yachida, b'madrega ha'elyona, ki'em al yedei mishuhu miyuchad b'madregas ha'navua. Now again, we need to explain why Nevuah, but we need Moshe to have a singular quality that no one else has, that no one else in history has or could have. Right? It has to be something, why Nevuah, we're going to explain. Right? Maybe Moshe is the wisest in a category of his own. That's not what it says. The way that Moshe is set apart from the rest of history, from the rest of the world, is that lo kam b'Yisrael k'Moshe, there's never going to be a Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu. So we'll have to see why Nevuah is his unique quality. But that's the way that Moshe is set apart. Now, who wants to ask a question? The question is, hold on a second. We know that there was someone who actually rivaled Moshe Rabbeinu in Nevuah. It wasn't a Jew, and that's the diuk in the Pasuk, Lo kam Navi b'Yisrael kemoshe od. There'll never be a Jew on the level of the Madrega of Nevuah like Moshe Rabbeinu, but there will in fact be a non-Jew on the level of Nevuah like Moshe Rabbeinu. And who is that? Bilam, right? In order to maintain the balance of power, Zelu Umazeh, if Hashem gave us a Moshe, so Hashem gave the Umas Ha'olam a Bilam. So maybe Moshe is not Miyuchad when it comes to Nevuah. Says the Maharal, no. We have to understand exactly what it means that Bilam was like Moshe. Umasha Amar B'Sifrei, that which we find in the Medrash at the end of Devar. V'lo kam Navi B'Yisrael kamosha od, aval b'Umas Ha'olam kam. No one rose to Nevuah like Moshe Rabbeinu, but amongst the nations of the world there was a prophet on the level of Moshe, and that of course is who? Bilam ben Beor. Right? Bilam had reached that level of Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Medrash, Shlosha Devarim Hayu b'Moshe, Mashalo Haya b'Bilam. Says the Medrash, nonetheless, there are differences between Moshe and Bilam. Namely, Moshe Hayu Medaber Imo Pe'el Pe'a. Moshe spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Pe'el Pe'a. Shenemar peh el peh adaber bo. Moshe hayad medaber imo panim el panim. Moshe also spoke to Hashem face to face. And Moshe hayad medaber imo omed. When Moshe communicated with Hashem, despite being overwhelmed by the Dvar Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to receive Nevuah while standing on his two feet. Shenemar va'ata po amod. The Pasuk says, Moshe is told in Parshas Veschanan, come stand with me. But Bilam, Hayimadaber Imo Nofel, Ugalu Einayim. Galui Einayim. Bilam was only able to receive Nevuah in a state of Nefila. He wasn't able to stand. He wasn't as strong in his ability to receive. Bilam Hayyodeya Ma Kadosh Baruch Hu Asid Ledaber Imo. Bilam was like a person who was able to what? To somehow train himself to anticipate what was going to happen in the future. Viyodeya Das Eldion. To be able to predict, as it were, what Hashem is going to do. Mashal l'tabach, the example would be of a book, the tabach shamelech, sheyodeya mahamelech karev al shulchano. Able to kind of guess, you know, oh, he says to the king, oh, I have a feeling you're good for this type of meat tonight, this type of steak. Oh, that's right. Okay, because he's been working for the king for 30 years, so he knows, he can kind of predict, right, kind of what the king is feeling. So Bilam, in a certain sense, was able to predict, to kind of guess what the king was feeling. Kach Bilam hayyodeya mi medabrimo. He understood exactly what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to say and the messages Hashem was going to transmit. Shenemar asher machazeh shaddai yachzeh. He was able to see what Hashem wanted him to see. Bilam hayyodabrimo kol shah. Shenemar asher machazeh shaddai yachzeh. Nofel ugalu einayim ad kan. Right, so Bilam also, again, had certain limitations in his ability to receive the Dvar Hashem. So even though we say he's on the Madrega of Moshe, he's not really on the Madrega of Moshe. The Im Kain Yaksha Lecha, and therefore, you'll ask, Hare Lonis Yachid Moshe Benuvuaso. But even again, to make some comparison, already seems to underline the fact that Moshe is Miuchad in his Nevuah. Avachas V'Shalom Shloya Miuchad Moshe Benuvuah. No, God forbid, again, despite the fact that the Medrash is saying there are differences right off the bat. But even this comparison, when the Medrash says that there was someone like Moshe of the Umas Ha'olam with minor differences, if you'll say the differences are too minor and Moshe is not miuchad enough, nah, says the Maharal, not true. Ki masha amru aval nevi'ei ha'umos akum kum, that which it says that amongst the nations of the world someone did rise to the level of Moshe's Nevuah, mikol makom, his Nevuah was still the type of Nevuah that is a Gayish Nevuah, right? From the Umas Ha'olam, from the nations of the world. It wasn't a Jewish Nevuah. Ma'aza Jewish Nevuah, not Jewish Nevuah. So just two more minutes, says the Maharal. Uva Medrash, Ma Bein Nevi'ei Yisrael and Nevi'ei Umas Ha'olam, Akum. What's the difference between, again, a Jewish Nevuah and a prophet amongst the nations of the world? Nevi'ei umos olam, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu nigla aleihem rak b'chatzi dibur. when HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to the nations of the world, even to someone who on a certain level has a clarity of Moshe Rabbeinu, but it's still an imperfect nevuah. It's still HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking b'chatzi dibur. As it says, what? It says, not vayikra, when it's Hashem speaks to Bilam, but vayikar Elokim Bilam. Ein lashon vayikar el lashon tuma. Vayikar is like what? Asher karcha baderech, like a malik. It's a lashon of carry. It's a lashon of tuma, of impurity. Like it says, kamo da'at amar, ki hiye b'cha ish lo tahor mikra layla. Like a person who's impure, because he had a mikra layla, he became a balkari in the middle of the night. Avabu Yisrael, b'lashon tahara. But when Hashem speaks to a Yid, when Hashem speaks to a Jewish prophet, he speaks in a language of purity, in a lashon of kedusha. And kedusha is synonymous with what? B'lashon barur, in a way that's clear. Tumah is a world of confusion. Tahara is a world of straightforward thinking. And therefore, it's not vayikar, it's vayikra el Moshe. Vayikra, Hashem calls to Moshe, direct connection. Vayikra el Moshe, b'lashon shemalachay asharis makalsin, in the language that the angels use to praise Hashem. Shenamar v'kara ze el ze, adkan, adkan. This is the difference in the quality of the nevuah of a Bilam and a Moshe. Okay? So don't be confused, says the Maharal, to say, but the Medrash says that Bilam's on the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. No, it doesn't mean it in that type of literal sense. Again, there's a certain connection that they share, right? Kam b'uma sa'olam on the Madrega of Moshe, but again, right off the bat, there's certain key differences between them. So we'll elaborate next time. We'll go further to explain what does it mean, a nevuah of tuma versus a nevuah of tahara. And again, to really understand what was the madrega of nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, what was so crystal clear about it that made it one of a kind, that no one in history will ever have such a level of nevuah. And why is that? Again, why does that make Moshe more fit than anyone else to be the transmitter of the Torah? Okay? But this is an important parak because, you know, the role of Moshe in transmitting the Torah to Klal Yisrael is really important. The fact that Hashem has selected Moshe as this is a key difference between us and the other religions of the world. The other religions of the world, God had a private conversation with whoever they believe is, you know, the spokesman of God. Here, Moshe Rabbeinu was appointed in the presence of all of Klal Yisrael to be the spokesman, to be the go-between between Hashem and Klal Yisrael, and therefore Ve'aminu ba'Hashem uva Moshe avda, we could trust Moshe. Right? We saw his appointment by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and again, and we heard Hashem speak to all of us, at least in the first two dibros. Okay, but we'll find out more about Moshe's nevuah and Yirtzeh Hashem next time. All right, have a great night, everybody. Thank you for learning with me.
Thank you, Rabbi.
To be continued.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Sheikh.